The following is a paid program on AM 1220 KLBB. The views expressed do not necessarily represent the views of the station owner or management or Endurance Broadcasting, LLC.
Welcome aboard, everyone. You are listening to Boating with Wolf Marine and Tetzlaff Yacht Sales. I am Eric Wolf. I am the co-owner of Wolf Marine. Wolf Marine is a three-generation, family-owned, operated marina on the St. Croix River in Stillwater, Minnesota. We are located 1 mile north of downtown Stillwater at the intersection of Highway 95 and 96. We do have in-water boat storage slips on the St. Croix. The slips are ranging in size from 16 to 50 foot. If you have a boat in that size, you want to get it on the river, give us a call, 651-439-2341. Check us out on the web, wolfmarine.net. Give us an email, info@wolfmarine.net. And I have to say that my normal radio partner here, John Tetzlaff at Tetzlaff Yacht Sales, is a little bit under the weather today, so he decided to opt out and give the reins to me, which is a little scary in my book. You know, I'm a bit nervous doing the solo thing, to be perfectly honest with you.
You might like it. You never know.
You never know. Probably not, but you never know. But I have to throw a little plug in for John there. You can reach John at TetzlaffYachtSales.com. His phone number is 651-214-9463. You remember, John is one of the larger, probably the largest used boat salesperson in the region. So if you have a boat to sell or you're looking to buy a boat, give John a call again at 651-214-9463. And at this time, I'd like to welcome our special guest, Matt Gruen. He is the president of the Marine Retailers Association of Americas, MRAA, better known of. Matt, welcome to the show.
Yeah, thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Let's start at the beginning now. I've looked at your resume, at your accreditations, and you simply amaze me. And I've been to a couple of your of the meetings and stuff where you've spoken, and very impressed with you. So how did you ever get involved in boating? It sounds like you've been a lifetime boater.
Yeah, I grew up boating. I grew up in north central Iowa, so I was down in Clear Lake, Iowa, doing a lot of boating when we were growing up, boating and camping and so forth, and did a little bit more boating when I moved to the Des Moines region. Now I'm up here where, of course, there's everywhere, and boat owner, and do a lot of fishing, primarily musky fishing and so forth, out on Lake Minnetonka and a little local lake where
Wonderful.
Where I'm at.
Yep.
Yeah.
And what can you tell me? What is the MRAA?
Well, so we're a nonprofit trade association. We represent retailers around the marine industry, whether that's a parts and accessory retailer like a West Marine, or a boat dealer, marina, service operation, that sort of thing. We represent boat dealers. Our mission here is very simple. It's that our job is to support and help the growth of our retailers on a daily basis, and it's kind of a fun little opportunity that we have here to come in every day and focus on that.
Okay, and what, you know, we went through some tough times there around the 2008-2009 area. What type of changes have we seen since then?
Well, yeah, that was a tough time, particularly for our industry. We ultimately, as a nationwide, we saw a decrease in the number of boat dealers by about 35% during that time frame, people turning away from their discretionary spending and so forth. So the biggest change has been that the dealers that survived are the strong dealers. Those businesses, the retailers out there, are the stronger of the bunch, and they do a very good job, very professional, very sophisticated organizations running the marine industry now, and it's kind of ramped up the value that today's boaters are getting out of participating in boating.
And since then, like the membership in the MRAA has grown dramatically also, has it not?
It has significantly. You know, we kind of refocused our mission to contribute to the growth and success of our dealers and our members. And that has really garnered the attention of the industry. We've seen a very solid response to that. Our membership is up about 220, 250%, somewhere in there. since about 2011. So I guess what we're doing might be working a little bit.
It absolutely is. What do we do to try to get, some new boaters, to promote boating? You're into that also, are you not?
Yeah, we sure are. We collaborate with our friends at the Manufacturers Association to run an organization that we call Discover Boating. It's certainly an outreach mechanism to help us reach new boaters, reach current boaters, reach what we would consider lapsed boaters, and really show them what the water lifestyle has to do, has to offer them. And we spend a lot of time talking about how we can help increase the experience at the retail level, improve that experience, make it a stronger experience for consumers, making sure that we're taking good care of boaters today and really kind of entangling them into the lifestyle that boating offers. And it's a really kind of an exciting program and way to approach boating.
Yeah, and John and I have always pressed on this that, let's start our kids out young boating. A young boater will grow up to be an old boater and pass that on to his children. I have several families in our harbor here that are on the second generation. I think I'm going to see a third generation of the same family members become boaters, and that's a great thing. I think you probably have seen that also, have you not?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the statistics are really clear that the large majority, I want to say it's some 80-some percent, of people who own boats today were boaters as children. So certainly getting kids into it, letting them experience the lifestyle, getting them on the water, whether that's in a boat, whether that's behind a boat with the wake surfing or the skiing or wakeboarding or tubing, whatever it might be, super important and certainly gives the kids that necessary being a part of the outdoors. That's one of the biggest things, is just getting kids outdoors and participating in something as fun as being on a boat.
Hey, Matt, this is Bob here. I had a quick question. How do you get the 30-year-old guy or gal whose father or mother didn't boat but they want to take part in the sport? How do they get involved in the sport?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think the first step is just the curiosity of participating and being out on the water. And then I think we can all agree, whether it's the three of us here on the show or anybody out there, just the appeal of being on the water and boating and the wind in your face and blowing your hair back and so forth. It's just such a great way to spend time with your family, with your kids, and anybody who's got that desire. Mm-hmm. Right, can start exploring that, whether it's through time at the marina, time at a dealership, time at the Minneapolis Boat Show was a little over a month ago. Just spending time there and seeing what it has to offer, and then just getting out there. There's a lot of ways that people can get involved in boating today, and certainly buying a boat has been the option and the long-term option, whether that's a new boat, whether that's a pre-owned boat. But today there's boat clubs. There is rental operations that you can get into and experience boating and really get out there on the water again, just to see what it has to offer you and your family.
And not only that, I mean, you're living in Minnesota here. You know a neighbor, you know a friend, you know somebody that has a boat. Kind of a hint to them, hey, I'd love to go for a ride, or I'd love to get out on the water. I'm interested in it. Might be something that I'd be interested in the future. So don't be afraid. Everybody enjoys having a friend or a neighbor or somebody else to come out on the water to share that experience with. So that's another way of doing it.
Mm-hmm. So your first step.
Yeah, absolutely.
Go ahead.
You mentioned earlier the downturn that we saw during the tougher economic times. Even during that period of time when boat sales slowed down, we still saw a continual increase in the number of people participating in boating. So absolutely, people bringing friends and family and interacting on the water that way is certainly another option.
So your advice to the guy that's not boated before would be just don't be shy. Just, go to a boat show, maybe the first step, or go ask somebody that you might know. Say, hey, I'd like to, learn more about this and get involved.
Absolutely.
And like you had mentioned also, you know, and I don't promote it too much because I am in the marina business, which, you know, I want you to buy a boat and rent a slip from me. But
sure,
the boat clubs are a great way to start out. It's fairly reasonable, and you can get into it to see if you are going to enjoy it. You know, some people are not boaters, which I personally can't fathom. I mean, when I'm out on a boat, I'm the king of the water, and I
right.
You know, I have leave my worries back in the office and go out and enjoy myself. But the boat clubs or boat rentals are a great way to just go out and discover to see, you know, hey, is this a thing for me? And if you bring a child with you, I'll bet you're going to end up being a boater.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, right. There's nothing
absolutely. I think our industry for a long time, you know, has always kind of measured success by the number of boats sold, right? And so the transition that we saw from a ownership economy to a sharing economy like the boat rentals was a little bit challenging for the industry itself to wrap its mind around. But I think at the end of the day, our ultimate mission is to share the experience, that on-water experience and on-water lifestyle, with more and more people. And the more that we can do that, more that we can engage people on the water, it just makes a more rewarding experience for everybody.
Yeah, absolutely. And I don't know, I think it was back in 2006 or so that we brought a boat club, a second party. You know, it's not something that I run or anyone in the marina that's associated with Wolf Marine runs. It's a it's another boat club that is actually renting from us to promote their business. People thought we were a little crazy bringing them in, but in the back of my mind, I thought, you know, this is a great way to bring people in to see if they enjoy boating, and hopefully they enjoy it, and then hopefully they will become a permanent customer of mine, that's what I'm hoping for. And I have had, you know, a handful of people that have done that they've enjoyed it
right.
So much, they came back, they bought a boat, they came back, and now I have a legitimate full-time customer, which is wonderful. So, and hopefully they can pass that on to others, and my business will grow from that. It's a great thing.
Absolutely.
What are some of the pressing issues that the boating industry is facing now?
Well, you know, we always keep our eye on the legislative and regulatory issues that are out there. We've got a few that are top of mind right now. Certainly the fisheries, there's a primarily saltwater fishing effort. Where we're trying to give recreational anglers better access to fishing and not give those anglers the restrictions that maybe some of the commercial anglers are looking at. We're trying to differentiate between the two so that we can do more fishing, get more recreational fishermen out on the water. Ethanol is a major issue for us. You know, here in the Midwest, it's a tougher conversation because we have the corn economy here and so forth, but ethanol is a bad product for marine engines. They break down the engines. They cause all kinds of problems with separation and the fuel and so forth. And so we're trying to get the word out about the difference between the fuels that can go into your car that you're using every day and the fuels that go into your boat, which might sit, you know, in storage for 4 or 5, 6 months over the winter when you're not using it and have some issues there with some of that separation.
Are representatives listening to you, or do you think they're mainly you know, passing it off as nothing?
You know, sometimes that's tough to tell, to be honest with you. I want to be real clear, we're not anti-ethanol, but once we get past E10, so 10% ethanol in the fuel, we run into a lot of problems with marine engines. You can talk to any marine industry service shop, dealer, boat repair shop here in Minnesota, and you'll hear it very clearly that there are issues there, and people are spending a lot of money on servicing boats when they're pumping, you know, E15 and higher amounts of ethanol into their boat gas tanks and so forth. So I think we're making some progress. I'd like to believe we're making some progress. But we need to get the messaging through to the EPA that they're continually pushing the standards and how much ethanol needs to be blended into fuels and so forth, and it just makes it more and more challenging as we go.
It does, yes.
You probably heard recently on the aluminum tariff that Trump is suggesting, proposing. That's going to be a big issue for our industry if they're pushing on that too much. So we're working right now to get the message out about what that will mean to us as an industry and how we'd like to see that change. So
yes.
There's a lot of things like that we kind of keep our eye on as part of our role as an association. I'd like to believe we're making some good progress on the issues as we go.
Excellent. So, all right, we're coming up to a break here. We are talking with Matt Gruen of MRAA, Marine Retailers Association of the Americas. Matt, if you can hold on here till after the break, we'd like to chat a little bit more with you.
Yeah, you bet.
All right. My name is Eric Wolf. I'm with Wolf Marine in Stillwater, Minnesota here. We are a marina on the St. Croix River. You are listening to Boating with Wolf Marine and Tetzloff Yacht Sales. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. A convenient location and protected bay. Shouldn't that be where you harbor your boat? If so, dock your boat at Wolf Marine in Stillwater. Hello, this is Eric Wolf. After all, why have a boat if you can't get out onto the water and enjoy it? My grandparents, along with my father, established this marina at the intersection of Highway 95 and 96, just a mile north of Stillwater in 1957. But being just north of downtown, you avoid heavy traffic that keeps you from getting out onto the water. And in our protected bay, we have hundreds of slips ranging in size from 16 to 50 feet, so we can accommodate a variety of boats. Not sure if this is the best place to keep your boat? Come see me. I can answer your questions so you can decide the best place to dock your boat. And because Wolf Marine is a three-generation family-owned marina, you can count on consistency from year to year. Talk to me and get out on the water faster at Wolf Marine.
Hello, this is John Tetzloff of Tetzloff Yacht Sales. If you are thinking about getting out on the water in a nice used boat, now is the time to talk to me. Whether you are looking at a houseboat, cruiser, motor yacht, or something else, and with the largest selection of boats in the area, not only do we have boats in Stillwater, but we also broker boats up and down the St. Croix, Mississippi, Lake Minnetonka, all over North America, and even overseas. I will work hard for you before and after the sale. To enjoy the water this summer, come visit TetzloffYachtSales.com.
Welcome back, everyone. You are listening to Boating with Wolf Marine and Tetzloff Yacht Sales. And we have our special guest, Matt Gruen, who is the president of Marine Retailers Association of Americas. Matt, I know I've talked to you briefly about it, but recently you were at the boat show down in Miami, and I think we briefly talked about outdoor recreation. Tell me what you learned down there about outdoor recreation.
Yeah, absolutely. The cool thing here is that we've been collaborating recently with all of the other outdoor recreation industries. So we've got the boating contingent, whether it's the manufacturers, the retailers, the consumers, but we're also working with the RV industry, the snowmobiling industry, the motorcycle industry, bicycles, skiing and hunting and so forth. And what we have done is we've really started to call attention to the economic impact of outdoor recreation in general, and it's huge. Under the Obama administration, for the first time, the federal government agreed to quantify the economic impact of outdoor recreation, and those numbers have just literally been released last week at the Miami Boat Show, or a couple weeks ago now. The outdoor recreation's gross output is like $673 billion. So this is a 2% of GDP we contribute as an outdoor recreation industry. And 2% doesn't seem like a lot, but it's a really big number. In fact, outdoor recreation is larger than agriculture. It's larger than petroleum and coal. It's larger than the computer and electronics industry. So it's a huge contributor to the outdoor, to our economy. And, I think what this does for us, for boating, for RVs, for motorcycles, whatever it might be, is really identify the value, again, of people being outside and being outdoors. One of the statistics that was shared was that kids today are spending less time outdoors than maximum security inmates are spending.
Oh, unbelievable.
I mean, that is a shocking
number.
That is
just, it's horrible.
And if we can identify that this outdoor recreation industry has all of these opportunities available to it, we're just going to have a larger voice in Washington and throughout the states.
And when you think about it, you're living in the Minneapolis area, but you look around, even in Minneapolis, the parks, the trails, the all the opportunity that's out there. Sometimes we just have to tell our kids and put the phones down. Let's go outside. Let's enjoy ourselves.
Absolutely.
I look more and more at everybody is so focused on their computers, on their phones, on everything. And we have probably one of the greatest recreational states there is.
And
the trail systems that we have. Get on your bike. Get on your rollerblades. Put on a pair of jogging shoes or something. Get out and take advantage of our trail systems. It's truly amazing. I like to, and I always promote that at our marina, we are within a block away from the Browns Creek Trail. I don't know if we say it creek or creek, but depends which part of the country I guess you're in. But we are right on the Browns Creek trail system. And just to take a walk down that system, that trail, it's absolutely stunning. It's gorgeous. You're walking alongside this Babylon Brook, and it has small waterfalls and the historic stone bridge, you take your time. You got to look around. You look to the right, and they have little pull-off areas with explanations of what this plant might be or what this type of tree does and the type of insects and so on and so forth. But if you stop on that trail at the Stone Bridge and take a look at that, it's truly amazing. And let's put the phones down, get out, get on a boat. Even if it's a canoe, kayak, I don't care what it is, just get out and enjoy yourself.
You probably have a fighting chance to see some wildlife on that trail.
You definitely do, yeah. You know, like I said, I've been out there several times, and the turkeys and the deer and several other things. So, yeah, let's put the phones down. Let's get our kids outside, get them in a boat, get them in a canoe. Heck, most of us started in a canoe or a kayak or something like that. Let's hope that they take off from there and want to to get involved in the boating. I look back at my childhood, and my first boat was a 14-foot a Miracraft aluminum boat with a 6-horse Mercury on it, and I can't find it in me to get rid of that boat. I still have it.
Right.
It means a lot to me, and the times that I had in it, and it grew from there to friends in school and high school, where we all had John boats and the trips and the memories and the stories that we can tell from our experiences out on the St. Croix. Most everything was on the St. Croix, but boy, the stories that we can tell and I can enjoy and listen to my friends talk about it and how it impacted them. It's truly amazing. So yeah, get out and enjoy yourself. So.
Yeah, we've got a lot in common. My first boat was a 14-foot Lone Star with a 6-horse Johnson, so pretty much the same setup there.
Yeah, we have to start somewhere, right? And it's blossomed from there. So it's a wonderful thing. Get out and enjoy it. So, is there anything else that you might want to touch on?
You know, I think the in addition to wanting to attract people to the boating lifestyle, I think one other thing I would throw out there is that there's a lot of great careers in the boating industry, and we're looking for some good people right now. We've got a shortage of people working in our marinas and our dealerships and our manufacturing facilities, and we offer some pretty incredible careers. You know, we look around. We were together at the Minneapolis Boat Show, right, a few weeks ago, and we look around that room, and we've got a lot of people who've made some pretty incredible careers out of the boating industry, and, you know, we just would welcome the your listeners to come check it out and see what the industry has to offer them, and both from a professional standpoint and a recreational standpoint. So
absolutely.
So if a parent wanted to call you about their son on behalf of their son or daughter, would they just call you and say, hey, could you kind of steer me in the right direction of a career in the industry?
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. We're working pretty hard right now on some workforce development opportunities and really getting the messaging out to people that there are opportunities for great careers in boating. And, you know, one of the things, just as an example, is our schools, our students, our parents are just not as exposed to maybe some of the technical trades as much as they used to be. My daughter's in eighth grade, and they're starting to talk to her about career and high school and, you know, programs like that. And, of course, the one course that they didn't come talk to her about was technical trades, right? And she's taken a tech class, but we're leaving that out of the conversation. And you can make an incredible living out of a good technical job, and in our industry, we're really looking for those kinds of people. And so, yeah, absolutely. Call me, reach out to us anytime. We've got information on our website at mraa.com, and we're working with a really strong coalition of people from around our industry to make those careers even stronger.
Yeah, and the need for right now, especially for mechanics, salespeople, mechanics right now, it's just insane. You can't get enough people in that industry to fix the stuff that needs to be fixed or winterized or whatever. So is there some, from what I understand, there's some scholarship opportunities out there also?
Yeah, there are, absolutely. We've given away a number of we actually give away every year a number of scholarships for college students and for people working in the industry. And I know there's a number of other organizations around the industry that do the same thing, give out a lot of different scholarships. And it's, you know, what better industry could there be to work for than boating and be around the water every day? And it's just would be a great opportunity.
Oh, and I can attest to that. It is. There's nothing better. So I might have to put you on the spot here. Is there some schools, names of schools that you can recommend?
Well, so Hennepin Tech has a program down in their, I believe it's their Eden Prairie campus. There's another program, college called Wisconsin Indian Head Technical College, that's up in the northwest part of Wisconsin. Both very good schools, great instructors. The job placement coming out of Wisconsin Indian Head Technical College is about 100% with MRAA members. We've given them a lot of scholarships and that sort of thing. So it's kind of just another way that we can help get more people into the workforce and help get them started on the right foot.
And I know you had mentioned one time before, and I don't know if you remember the numbers or not, but how many people is the marine industry looking for as we speak here?
So we conducted a study. We're about to relaunch a study for 2018, but in 2016 we did a study, and it showed that about 21 to 22% of the positions that dealerships and the retailers had in their budget, so they were planning to pay somebody to be in these positions, about 21 to 22% of those positions went unfilled because they couldn't find people to work for them. So there's a big need. It's a big opportunity for somebody that's looking for a good career in a fun industry.
Yeah, and it doesn't, I think it's in all aspects as far as, sales to repair to, even bookkeeping, maintenance, you name it. There's definitely some positions that are open out there for in the marine industry. There's no doubt.
Some of them we probably don't need specialized certification training, right?
Yeah, your basic marine yard person. There's no better training than having somebody of that's been in the business to walk you through it as a mentor. Mm-hmm. On the job training. Yep. That's the best way to do it. But nevertheless, with today's technical things in the marine industry as far as repairs and that, I think schooling is kind of a must on that. So that's
And the industry does a pretty good job of bringing them along, right? I mean, the school gets them in a good spot to start with, but the industry's got a lot of reinforcing education to offer and a lot of technical training to really help them develop as they move forward.
Absolutely. Matt, we are coming to the end of the show here. It went real fast. It usually does when we have a great guest, and I can't thank you enough for coming on. Again, it was Matt Gruen. He's the president of MRAA, Marine Retail Association of Americas. Matt, again, let's throw out your website or contact information for you.
Yeah, real simple. It's just MRAA, so Marine Retailers Association of Americas.com, MRAA.com. really appreciate you guys having me. This has been a lot of fun. Always love talking about boating, especially this time of the year when it's getting closer to being able to be back out on the water.
Absolutely. Thanks again, Matt. You're a great guest.
Yeah, you bet. Thank you, guys. Appreciate it very much.
Have a good one.
Thanks, Matt. And we will be back again next week with a brand new show. Hopefully our co-host will be back from being on the sick bed, and we'll be back to full strength.
Hopefully he's feeling better. Get well, John.
Yep. We'll see you next week.